Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 5th, 2007. And we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting here in front of our desktop in our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's our desire again this day to encourage our listeners and through other means of distribution readers. Today's message is titled, The Lightened Path. The scripture text is Psalm 119:105.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Today I'll be reading the first part of the message and then Brooksine will chime in with the latter part, since it's really kind of a story I've written in my experience. I'm not very creative when it comes to purchasing gifts for Brooksine. She's been my wife of 30 years. I would not be remembered as a great gift giver. I really dislike shopping, except when it's something I really want for myself, such as items offered at the Bass Pro Shop. I find the endless variety of possible gift ideas for women very stressful. When she does give me a tip, I usually postpone the shopping, then get forgetful or confused about whether I'm getting the right item. A couple of weeks ago, she sat down beside me to work on her daily encouragement message. I commented that the fragrance she was wearing smelled awfully good. She smiled as she told me what she was wearing and let me know that she had just run out of it, and even told me where she had purchased it. I admit that I'm rather thick-headed, but even I recognized her comment to be an obvious hint that she wanted more of this particular fragrance. She mentioned the name, Antonio Banderas, so I took note, even though to me it sounded more like an Italian soccer player than a perfume. I went to the CVS store and asked for it. The clerk helped me find it amidst an amazing variety of female fragrances. But instead of saying perfume on the packaging, it had Eau de Toilette. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, which really confused me. So I ended up calling Brooksine to see if this was really what she wanted. It was, but of course, the surprise element for that gift was certainly thrown out the window. However, I did manage to surprise her with a very unusual gift that has really pleased her. Slippers with tiny, motion-activated headlights. In fact, there's a photo of her modeling her slippers on the website today. As we get older, we're getting up more during the night, so Brooksie can just slip her feet into the headlight slippers and off she goes without turning on any lights.
Well, I've had a great time showing these off to our friends, and especially the children, and we all get a chuckle out of them. The moving lights mesmerize the house pets as they see these tiny little lights roaming through the dark house at night. I really do like them. I'm glad that they provide visibility on the stairs at night as well. I've had my fall and sprained ankle for years as a result of that. These lighted slippers also remind us of a greater, much greater, spiritual truth expressed in Psalm 119:105, a very familiar passage. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Indeed, God's word, the Holy Scriptures, is a wonderful source of light in this sin-darkened world, and we're sure to lose our way unless we walk in His light. Let's pray together. Father, without your light to guide us, we're sure to lose our way. There are many obstacles that cause us to stumble and fall without the light of your word illuminating our path. Meditating on your word and adhering to its instruction helps to make the rough ground level. You strengthen our walk, enabling us to climb the rugged mountains and soaring hills. You give strength to the weary, and you increase the power of the weak. Lord, in you we are refreshed as we place our hope in you and walk in your light and strength. Amen.
Amen. And we hope you all walk this day and all throughout 2007 in the light of God's word. It is a joy to share with you. Our web ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and of course this podcast is but one element of it. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today, as I mentioned, we do have a photo of Brooksine modeling. You see her feet, by the way, a little bit of a robe. Her new headlight slippers. Also, I have a photo of us last year going to one of my favorite activities and probably one of her least favorite. But I was blessed by the photos. Well, she said no. That's nice. It's called the Pennsylvania Farm Show. Excuse me. It starts tomorrow, and we plan to go next week. It lasts for an entire week up in Harrisburg. And I just happen to like the picture. We do have a link to a song today that obviously comes to mind. Many of you have sung it in your churches for many years. It's a song based upon our daily text. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. You'll even recognize the tune. It happens to be a local church that is sharing their ministry over the web, a Presbyterian church in Virginia. And I'm blessed whenever people share content over the web. So many websites, it seems, is just a promotion to go to something, which often you can't do because of location. But I'm thankful for churches, and it's really the goal of this ministry is whether you ever meet us or not, and so many do not live in our area at all, we can still minister to you right over the web, right on your screen or through your various listening devices. So it is a real joy to share with you today, and we hope that each one of you have a blessed day walking in the light of God's Word. Once again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net.